From the Missoula Butterfly House and Insectarium and Montana Public Radio, you're listening to Bug Bites.
This show is made possible with support from the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communications on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans.
There are nearly 2,000 species of scorpions in the world, and while individual species may live thousands of miles apart, they have one thing in common. They glow a beautiful blue-green color under an ultraviolet light. A thin transparent film in the outermost layer of their exoskeleton contains a protein that glows when exposed to ultraviolet rays, which are found in regular sunlight. By reacting to UV light, scorpion shells or exoskeletons work as one big eye, a whole body sensor relaying information to the nervous system. So any part of a scorpion can see, turning their entire body into a light collector.
While we may understand how they glow, we're not exactly sure why they glow. One hypothesis is that it simply enables them to see each other and communicate with potential mates. Scorpions have poor eyesight, but their eyes are very sensitive to changes in light, especially in the color that they see best, which happens to be blue-green. Reacting to UV may also help them hide better during the day. If any part of their body is exposed to the sun, they'll feel it and decide to burrow deeper or find a better spot to hide from the heat.
Scorpions are so sensitive to UV rays, they can even tell how bright it is at night, detecting UV rays coming from moonlight and even starlight. This may help them determine whether or not to hunt on a given night, choosing to hunt on a darker night when they'll be less visible to animals looking for a scorpion as their next meal.
No matter the exact reason, if you're in an area that has scorpions and are interested in finding them, it's as easy as going for a walk on a dark night with a UV flashlight. Your glowing, blue-green little friends will certainly stand out.
Bug Bites is made possible by the Missoula Butterfly House and Insectarium and Montana Public Radio, and from funding from the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communications on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. Find out more at missoulabutterflyhouse.org.